Wow, yes, we're home. Woo! Wow. Wow. Yeah, hey, Gianna, come here. Yeah, if anybody isn't feeling really well, you're going to be healed in Jesus' name. We're trusting right now. This crazy woman of God. Anybody feeling sick in their bodies at all? Oh, just come here, really quick. Come up, come up, come up. Steph, come join her, would you? Bethany, come on, join her. That's good. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're going to hear about amazing miracles and amazing things. Yes, yes, yes. But oh, my goodness.
You start.
All right. If anyone's here sick, can you raise your hand? Put your hand on the part of your body that's not feeling well. You want me to? Okay. Well, Father, we just thank you for complete healing in Jesus' name. Whatever is coming against any of these people, Father, we just ask you for healing in Jesus' name. Father, we just call down heaven to earth that sickness is not their portion, Father, that sickness is not from you, Lord, and we just cast it out in Jesus' name. We just call down healing. Father, I just thank you that your love covers everything, that you died for everything on the cross, Lord. And I just thank you for complete healing right now in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, we just call it in right now, in this moment, Father. Yes, Lord.
Any change in your body? There's any change, even out there, if you're feeling any change in your body, if you're feeling sick or anything, just let us know if you feel any difference. Because God's healing, God's powerful, God's amazing. He's touching our bodies, seeing God do crazy things just recently. But if you feel any difference and you feel any change in your body, just come forward and testify. We want to hear.
While they're praying, we were in a village, many villages, but we were in one village, a small church actually, and we were just about to pray for people for healing, and we started that, and the Lord was giving some words of knowledge, and it wasn't a very big place, but there was a word of knowledge for people with right arms that weren't moving or doing well, and we don't know what diseases are in there necessarily, at least they don't, so God does for sure. So we spoke that out, and how many people would you say were in this? Six people came forward, but this church was not very big. Like 35 people. So very small in the middle of nowhere. And so at that time, six people came up out of 35. And they all got healed just instantly from that word of knowledge. So just asking if anybody on the team has a word? Got a word of knowledge? A word of knowledge is just say, the Lord's giving us a knowing. There you go with the word of knowledge. A knowing of what he wanted to do. And then speaking it out and people responding just releases healing. And all of them were healed instantly. And we had a pattern of seeing things like that all the way through our trip to Mozambique.
So. I do have one. If you're here and you have anything in your right knee, whether like ligament, tendon, I mean, everybody has a ligament. All right. That's right there. That's you, Christy. And your right shoulder. And anybody else out there? Right knee? Come forward. Thank you, Lord, for the right knees being touched as they come in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. So your right knee, both knees, hey. We'll do it for both. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for alignment, Lord, over these bodies in Jesus' name. We speak, Lord, to those right knees, Lord, that they would be right in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for alignment on the inside of their bodies now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that there wouldn't be any catching, Lord, or anything like that, Father, but that it would just be, Lord, lined up and healed, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, for Dawn and both knees, Father, we just thank you for a clean sweep through there, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. So try out your knee. That is crazy. That's the first thing that came out of her mouth.
Yeah, I feel a lot better.
So what?
I feel a lot better. Yes, I do.
Thank you, Lord. Woo! Brandon?
I don't notice any difference.
I don't notice any difference yet? Okay. How about you? Any difference in the knees? You have difference?
The first bend.
Is better.
Walk over to the door. Well, I didn't have problems.
Oh, okay. Healing on the knee. You just had something with your knee, and so it's better now, right?
When I work out and I do squats, the more weight.
You work out? I didn't know that. Who knew? I did not. I had no idea.
When I work out. Is,
Okay, he's gonna test it out tonight when he works out to see if there's anything. All right. Any difference in you? Any difference at all?
Yeah, it's feeling better.
Feeling better? What was it? What was it hard for you to do?
Well, it just hit all my joints.
All your joints?
All my joints, and particularly my right knee.
Particularly your right knee.
It'll go out.
So it'll go out. Was it
something with either the cartilage in it and the ligaments around it?
Well, Lord, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for a divine overhaul right now in Jesus' name over every ligament, Lord, every bone, every joint. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just speak health and healing, Lord, into his cartilage, Father. In the name of Jesus, your power, your anointing, Lord, just to come right through him right now in the Spirit. Lord, all pain. Father, we just command it to leave him now in the Spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Do you notice a difference at all, Don? Huh?
Because I come up because of my sciatic, but its blessing on my ears is starting a little bit better right now.
Yes, Lord. Well, Lord, we just speak that increase, Father, over Don and his hearing, Lord. Over his back, Lord, that this sciatic nerve, Father, in the name of Jesus, lines up with heaven, Lord, that it wouldn't pain him. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just speak increase, Lord, over his hearing as well, Father. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet, we release it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just all the pain, Father, just taken out. And if you're out there and you have anything else that needs touched, just receive it right now. Because obviously the Lord touched Don's knees. He's touching bodies. So if you're here and you need something in your body. And we do this overseas. But since the Lord's healing presence is here, just put your hand on the part of the body. I mean, I know that Steph said that earlier. But really, seriously, do that. Put your hand on the part of your body that hurts. We'll see a change. Did you have any pain at all before you came, Brandon?
Like when I'm like doing normal stuff, like sometimes it'll catch, like you said. And while just like a couple minutes ago, it started hurting really bad, and it's still feeling like real stiff and hurting, like right underneath my kneecap. So
right.
I'm trusting he's going to heal me, so I'm just waiting for it.
All right. Well, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, all this pain, Father, in his right kneecap, Lord, we just thank you that in the name of Jesus, Lord, that it's just pulled and broken off of him, Lord. Lord, any limiting or hindering spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, over him physically. Lord, any infirmity, Lord, we just pull it off. We break it off in the Spirit in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you that he has free range of motion and movement, Lord, without pain, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, try it out.
It's still feeling the same.
Still feeling the same? Well, Lord, as he goes, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just speak healing on it. That it lines up, Father. In Jesus' name, Thank you, Lord.
I'll let you guys know when I'm healed.
All right. Okay. Any difference, Don? You can hear me a little bit? Lord, increase it in Jesus' name. How about on the ground? Are you feeling better? I'll let him receive.
Okay, just stay. Our plan is to say, Lord, how do you want this to roll? So we want to just express to you, first of all, our gratitude. And thank you for standing with us and praying for us, praying for everything that was going to happen before, during, and after Mozambique. And we're here to give you a report of we're stunned, absolutely overwhelmed and stunned. Every year we go overseas, every year we go to Mozambique and other countries, each year we've seen an increase. There was something different on this trip that we were trying to put words to, because there's always an increase. We won't, and we don't take that for granted or don't want to. But I believe that God was showing us more about his majesty, more about his glory. And as Pastor Jose, our main contact when we're overseas and in Mo's, who travels with us as we go from place to place, village to village, said, you don't understand. The glory of God was all over you, with you, moving through you. In every place that you went, there was an expression, an explosion of his glory in a very profound way. He kept shaking his head. Not that he doesn't believe, but in an absolute amazement of how big this increase was. For whatever reason, God is God. So we want to give the Lord glory. So we just want to thank you, Lord, for everything that you did, everything that you're still doing, for all the souls who were saved, all the healings, all the deliverances, for everything, Lord, that you designed, everything that you put together, for all the funds that came in, for all the prayers that were offered up, for all the worship which was sweet-smelling to your nostrils. We thank you, Lord, for your great plan, for what you are using us to do in the world, particularly in this country, but Lord, in other countries as well. We just give you praise for that. We thank you for increasing vision. We thank you for establishing a greater understanding of vision and what you're saying and doing in this hour. Father, may we just stand together and link arms in unity to see the visions that you have released over this body, the DNA for Frontline, to continue to come to pass in wholeness and fullness in Jesus' name. Amen. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I know great things happened here. We were hearing reports here and there. We didn't have the best communication. It's not like going to Indonesia where you're able to be in the city limits, even though they were in Manado at times too, but you still had, I think, a little bit better access to some of the communicational devices. So we don't know everything that went on here, but we heard some things, and we were able to get reports back and forth. So we know that some pictures were shown. I don't have any idea what was shown or what was said or how much understanding you have of what went on at all. All I know is Andy's got some things to show. So we're going to start with one of them and then see what God wants to do with us. And let's just see where we go with it and decide where we're going next, okay? So do we have one for a particular village? Just to give you a little highlight, we had a lot of village ministry going into places where there was a lot of witchcraft, there were a lot of demonic things going on, there were a lot of very needy people, always in Africa, but, you know, it just looks a little prettier here in the States. So we were there and just saying, Lord, how would you want me to release your healing, your deliverance, your salvation, your love, your discipleship? How do you want to do it? I know for the first few days, 5 days or so, we stayed in a little children's center called Matola, and it's an extension of Iris Ministries. It's a very small center, though, with about 46 people, I believe, or so. 23 of those children had HIV, positive HIV. So we had opportunities to be with them throughout the day, and we would minister at night in other villages and other venues. We would go, and wherever God would send us, we would go. But we also were staying there, living there in a little tiny house all together. We were able to pray over all of these children and pray for healing. We're expecting really good reports when they come back for the children, and they were crying. It was amazing. And the leaders as well, a lot of prophetic words, a lot of releases. And one night, this amazing team that we had, I'm still stunned at the simplicity and the sweetness of the team. That just was such so beautiful for me. It was very easy to flow with this group of people because they just loved Jesus and they were not about themselves. Not saying any other teams in the past were. I don't mean it that way at all. No, seriously, I don't. I've had great teams in these years. But this year, there was something new, something fresh that God seemed to do. Supernatural, yes. Something that was amazing. People stepping into a greater expression of their own destiny, which was to step out in love with Jesus and say, all right, God, I know who I am, and I'm going to listen to you and then release who I am and who you are to other people. And that's what I saw very easily happen. It was very fun. But anyhow, with that in mind, in Matola, still, one night, this team led all the children in an understanding of soaking and laying before the Lord, receiving from the Lord. And there's just such something so gratifying hearing little children say, who don't know anything, say, oh, I was really quiet before Jesus, and I had this feeling that this angel was around me, or Jesus came to me, or I went somewhere, a place in heaven. And they never have done this at all. And to see God just show up and wreck them, and to see their little eyes, like, wow, God. And to speak over them and hear words from God that you think, God, you're saying that about these little kids? I mean, they're going to do these kinds of things in the future? We're in awe of the majesty of God still. It's just how big he is. And when we get ourselves out of the way more and more, we can hear more clearly. And so there was a lot of release over the children, and also the leaders of that particular center were there. And we had another morning with them, and we prayed over them, and we did the same thing with them, which was really cool. And to see them model that and to hear them say, oh, I've had this experience, or I saw this, I saw Jesus, and I'm going to carry this and help the little children walk it out. So we feel as though when we left Matola, it's like, bye-bye, but the glory of God just went boom all over this place. And it's humbling to think, wow, it was worth the entire mission experience of trying to get over here. Just get over there. Just one time with people like that was worth everything. But God kept multiplying it, place after place after place after place. Oh, so I don't know how many people were saved. We just kept, I know there's a stat book, and I'm going to see that today. But oh, there's 150 here, there's 50 there, there's 200 here. It's like bam, 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 bam. People coming in the kingdom by droves wherever we went. We would stay in a place maybe a day or so, depending on what it was. And I know that Steph's going to share something about, or was it Carly, about Nibete? Carly? Carly, you can help her. That'd be good. But before so, we're going to show this video. Where is this, Andy? What are you showing? Muzumani. Oh, the Joy Village? Muzumani is the Joy Village? Okay, so who wants to set the stage for that? Okay, good.
This is where we worshiped. Okay. Oh, cool, awesome. You want to talk? Okay. All right. Well, God's glory is so strong. God's glory is so powerful inside of us that it just shines. And this was just an amazing time at this village because the glory of God was there. And we started out with just sitting around in chairs, and we were doing some impartation. Pastor was talking to us about revelation and some of the things of the bridegroom coming. And it was just an amazing time. And as we were sitting there, just, you know, writing in our notebooks and hearing about, you know, what God is doing and in the future and now, all of a sudden the Africans started coming up and sitting down next to us. And they had no idea what was being said because they don't speak English. But they came up to us, they sat next to us, and then they started getting out notebooks and Bibles, and they were asking, they were pointing in my Bible, what verse, where, because I understand Portuguese a little bit. So they're like, oh, which book is this? Which book? Where are we going? And they would write down the Bible
Bible verses, and they started taking notes on the Bible verses that we were talking about. And then, because they were drawn to the glory, because the glory is so strong, the glory of God is so powerful that it can draw in people even if they don't understand why they're being drawn there. Well, after that, we had the teaching. We had this amazing time of just worship. It was just, we started out just singing. We were all sitting down and just singing. And then all of a sudden it rose even more and we were standing up and we were singing. The Africans were over there from when they came over for the teaching, and more of them came over and they were singing, and we were singing in English and we were singing in Portuguese. And it was just like the glory of God just fell down, and it was so, so beautiful. So yeah, they sang with us. They grabbed the microphones, and they were singing. And sometimes they were trying to sing in English, and then we would be singing, trying to sing in Portuguese. But it was just a beautiful thing, because it was all the Lord just bringing people together and singing and just allowing his glory to fall down. And it was amazing. She's our team member from Brazil.
Is so cool about that is this was all impromptu, led by the Spirit, and Andy and Troy and others were also trying to get ready for Crusade, because you have to put the sound system together, which was already working, but they have to put the lights up, so we're in the middle of nowhere. You have to have, so we this was our call in the Spirit. And typically Mozambican style, a Mozambican will come up on the keys and ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And they have these same songs that will draw everyone from all over the place, and they will just come because they hear familiar tunes. Well, God just turned that upside down. Not that we didn't do that eventually, but he just said, listen, kids, it's all about me. Let's just worship here and just stay in my presence. And there were more people that were shown there. They must have gotten up, but they came along the back and the side and just were drawn. They could feel the power of God. And up in the atmosphere, there was a shift. And then after this, all these people started coming from wherever. I don't know. They come out of the darkness. I have no idea where they're living. And they're just lining up. And then we had the crusade. And is this what this is about here? Okay, this is, Steph, why don't you tell them what typically meaning we go with the flow, but we do have different things that we can use, different tools. Maybe Steph can tell you about some of those tools that we use.
So when we show up to a crusade, we will start out with some dances, get the crowd riled up, having some fun. And then we'll typically have like someone give a testimony. People will go up and just share their heart and what the Lord's done in their lives. And we do dramas, and people will explain the dramas, sometimes make it like flow with a testimony, or just explain the drama, whichever Holy Spirit leads. And then someone will give the net, which is basically the gospel. And it would switch every night, whatever Holy Spirit led. You just get grabbed like, hey, go give the net. We're like, okay. And someone will give the gospel and share the good news of Christ. And we see people respond every single night. And then, you want me to go? I didn't know if you wanted me to stop there. And then later, once, you know, we see the Lord come in and change people's hearts and change them completely, we will usually do, people will come up and, what we did on this trip was, I think, slightly different. We would have, like, several people come up and share testimonies of healing, just share about how the Lord heals, how his goodness comes in, how he can do that in a moment. And someone will then go into prayer for healing. Sometimes we'll ask people to come forward. Sometimes we'll have people raise their hands. Whatever we end up doing, it changes every night. And we see the Lord do amazing miracles. And we have people come up and testify. And we see more and more miracles. And then sometimes after that, we get more salvations because people are like, wow, God is real and he's moving. And so, oh, and yeah, we got deliverance in there too. That happens. Some people need that. And we also, some nights we'll go out, and if we sense that there's a lot of people that really need freedom, we'll speak about deliverance. We'll share the heart of the Lord, how his portion is freedom. He loves us. Satan hates us. Let's get on Jesus' side. And we see people just transformed in a moment. Like, I remember one night, I don't remember, it was on the village up in the mountain where we were like sideways in a crusade. It was fun to dance. There was one village, we had like, I think it was like four or five gentlemen come forward for deliverance, and after we prayed for their deliverance, as soon as the prayer was done, like, all of them just smiles, like, just beaming, and they all, like, helped us clean up, like, hey, what's up, guys? Let's help you clean up. Like, they were, like, carrying stuff back to the trailer with us, and, like, seriously, the moment, like, we finished the prayer, like, they were all just all smiles. Yeah! Yeah. Freedom does look like something. And people would get delivered of things like addictions, involvement in witchcraft, going to the witch doctor, which is really common. And when people are having bad dreams, being attacked by the enemy, across the board, we would just see people delivered from everything.
Carly was so helpful. I'd say, Carly, let me know what to do each night. So she'd come up with just some, you know, trying to give everybody an opportunity to do something as much as possible. We had a smaller team. We had 13 this year, 11 from here, and then two overseas, as you heard, Brazil and Indonesia. A little bit smaller than the year before, which was 21 or 22. So people were jumping in even more, which was great. And then she'd come up and say, well, you know, Spencer could open up and Jordan could welcome people. And she'd just give me this list and I'd say, good job. And she just did a super job. It was awesome. So did you, does Andy think we should do a dance now? Or what should we do, Andy, with your, I haven't seen what you took photos of. Should we show salvation? Or, and then dance. All right. Yes, sir. All right, so we're going to show you Salvation of One Village. I've not seen this, so we'll see. Look at all those people. They just kept, I don't know where they came from.
Yes,
Jesus,
yes, this is your moment.
Yeah,
look, let me look at that.
John, by the Spirit of God.
All of you have heard the same message. All
of us are
getting changed. All of us
you don't want to leave this place. Because God himself is drawing you. He said, I know you, my children. I want to bring you into my family. I want you to come home into my family. I want you to know my love.
Amen. Come on. It's the greatest miracle of all. And, you know, when you do dances and things like that, we involve people. And I think Andy's suggesting that we show you one of the dances that we do. I'm not in it, but it's really good. So it's called something. Jordan, are you in this one? Yeah. Do you want to tell them about it?
So we have a few different dances we do. I think we have three of them we've used this year. And all of them are very powerful. And As we kind of went over the organization of most of the Crusades, typically towards the beginning, we, you know, after worship, we'll kind of do a dance and kind of get a lot of people engaged. And it's so much more than just energizing the crowd. There's a lot of expression and meaning that comes from a deep place in the heart. And so something fresh, something new is a song that's very captivating. And it's just about an expression of God doing something new in our lives. And as being new creations, you know, seeing something that we haven't seen before, hearing his voice. And you just see that in every village that we went to, there's a lot of people that didn't know Jesus. And, you know, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. And then when we come here and we bring the good news, you know, the gospel, the message of who Jesus is, it's something that they haven't seen and heard before, but they feel it. And willing hearts just come moving into his presence. And so, you know, try to capture some of the lyrics and you know, even with a lot of the expressions of dance, you know, a giving of ourselves and just going deeper into the heart of the Lord. You know, he is doing something new, something different, something fresh. And even if you know Jesus, it's not something you come to salvation, that's it, or you get healed and that's it, or you get delivered and that's it. I mean, every day is something new, something fresh. I mean, I would wake up, you know, whether it's in a tent, bug tent, in a house, every morning was something new, and I would look at the sunrise, or, you know, at night I would look at the stars, and I'm like, wow, you know, these were the same stars last night, but there's something so much deeper here. And he kept changing our hearts, and maybe we'll talk about it later on, but I know in me, it was just something he was changing every day, and it was... He wasn't changing. I mean, God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, but he was changing us, and it was something new within us because he was depositing more of himself in us. And so you're going to see elements of that in this dance.
This is called dance competition.
In our dance, usually we have the dance once, and then, you know, you kind of watch, you kind of see, hey, there's another one, he's in the competition too, and so then we, you know, Pastor Joe say, he'll call people from the crowd, usually a couple ladies, you know, the first time, then a couple kids, and then they'll all just dance, they'll dance with us first. And then Pastor Jose always gets them out there and to dance by themselves a little bit, just to, you know, and everybody in that is just, it's just such a good time. And then we get to bless them with gifts after the dance competition. It's really a lot of fun to really get them all engaged in what we're doing.
So.
So after the competition, they got new shoes. You know, we had boxes, seven boxes of dark black shoes. That's awesome. That was cool. And we would give them what are called capilanas. Kenz, do you have your capilana on? No. Gracie has one on. Capilana is the dress that the women wear, and it's just a piece of cloth. And anyway, so we buy a bunch of these, and we give them out. So when the mamas, the African mamas, come up and do that, they're just crazy. And, yeah, you can show them. Come up and show them, Kenz, what that looks like. Most of them know. Yes, Pastor Jose loved to show Kenz how to put it on, how to tie it, jokingly. It was fun. So she will demonstrate for you. Come, just show them how you put that on. So we would buy a bunch of these at the onset, and we'd give them out. And then, Troy, where are you? Oh, come here. Tell them what else we would do with that. With
what else we would do with that is we would bless them. So
they loved it. They loved dancing in Africa. And so, as you could see, getting the kids out there was easy. Getting the adults out there was easy. And they would just jump right in. It was amazing how quickly they'd learn it. But then we actually had a whole bunch of Crocs that were given that we were able to take out and give away to a lot of the children, which really helps because there's a lot of barefoot children in Africa. See, there's shoes. Pastor Mary Pat was known as the shoe tree. She would literally have about a dozen pairs put across her arms. She would just be walking around with these shoes just dangling off of her. And, you know, being able to bless them. And then the mamas loved it for their kids and their grandkids. But after they do the dance, then Pastor Jose would give them the capilana. And it's really, it's a huge blessing in their culture. It's not like, you know, I mean, we might not, I don't know. I think we view it differently, but to this, the capilana is something that's very common, but to get a new one, usually they're buying used ones and all that, and to just know that the Lord loves them, and we'd express that, and you know that it was the Lord bringing them blessings. So Kenzie here has demonstrated how to put one on, and they're amazing how well they can dance in them. And then we also did for the guys, we had belts or baseball caps that we purchased. And again, to have something brand new and just to say, you know, you're valued. We're not just giving you, you know, just leftovers from wherever. Yeah, I said belts. Mm-hmm. And some belts for the guys and stuff. So, you know, they really enjoyed it. And then it just drew more people in, and then they were able to enter into even more what was happening as people shared about their lives, and then that led into sharing the gospel and people getting healed and all that fun. So I think we have someone who's going to introduce our dance for us.
So this dance is called Fresh, and it's just about something new and fresh, and God just wants to release something new and fresh in each and every one of us.
I just want to say it is a whole lot easier to do on a flat surface as opposed to sand or a sandy hill.
What's so funny about this is sometimes they'd end up doing this four times. Can you imagine this? In the heat? Well, sometimes it was cold. Because Pastor Jose would come up, yeah, and say, okay, I need three men or four guys or all the children or whatever. So they'd come up and do this again. And then we would do another dance. But everybody who was on the team, they would do this. Don't think they just came to do a dance and that's nice. They came up and they're preaching the gospel, praying for healing, praying for deliverance. It was amazing. So everyone was interactive. So the gifts that everybody was using from the Lord were just so powerful. I'd be praying for somebody. It's a little boy who was deaf since he was born and 5 years old, and put a hand on his ear and then he could hear. Come on. And the kid is deaf, born deaf, you know, instantly. Other people would come up and say, Carly, go pray for that person. Spencer, go pray for that person. And then constant testimonies. It's just, the evenings were very long because people kept coming for all the healings and deliverances and salvations and such. It was amazing. So we're going to be talking a little bit about the land that we have in Mozambique and share some things with you. Andy's going to share about that. But before Sokar's going to share about Nyabete, a village. I think Andy has some, yeah, there's Nyabete. She's going to share a little bit about that. We've been going to this particular village for how many years, Troy? Three? Four? Third or fourth year. This is your fourth trip?
Yeah, this is at least our fourth year.
Fourth year going, so it's from the beginning. So she has a little bit of history about that, and she found out some new things about Nyabete, I think, a few days ago as well. She can share.
Yeah, going to this village was definitely a highlight of the trip for me because, we said, this was my fourth year in Mozambique, and every year that I've gone to Moz, we've gone to this village, Nyabete. And I remember my very first trip there, I think it was one of the first villages that we went to. And before we did crusade that night, we got together just as a whole team and in their little church building that you see here, or actually it might have even been one that was smaller than this. The first year, okay, so it was actually about half the size of that the first year. And so our team came in and just in a circle, we just started worshiping and praying out, interceding. The Lord gave a number of different visions and words of knowledge as far as things that were going to happen that night. And then it seemed like every person I prayed for personally was healed, which was such a faith booster to me, it being my first trip and never having witnessed that extent before. And then there was a word of knowledge about witchcraft, and a number of women, like a large group of women, came forward to all renounce witchcraft and receive Jesus. And it was just amazing. And so we knew that this was a really special place and that God was going to continue to move there. And so we were able to sow into the church, and they, from the funds that we provided, they were able to make this much larger straw church building, double the size. And then we've gone back every year and always had a crusade the past 2 years also, where there was a man, I remember, healed of a cobra bite. His hand was hugely swollen and the swelling went down. He said the pain left. There was another time that a man came up for prayer for deliverance from witchcraft, and he had a machete on him, which we didn't know when we started praying for him. And then there was there's kind of some interesting dynamics as far as how the machete got safely removed and taken away from a man on crutches that only had one leg, and all sorts of fun things. So just every year we've gone back to this village, and so as I heard that we were going there again, all of these memories just started flooding my mind, and it seems like every crusade that we did got larger and larger, and as we said, the church building got bigger from the funds we were originally able to sow into it. And the pastor here, another reason I love Nabete is because the pastor is just so fiery, and he's a young guy, and he's just so excited about what the Lord is doing. And I remember one of the previous years, him translating for Pastor Mary Pat while she preached, and he was just as fiery and excited as she was, which was just so fun and refreshing to see going on there. And so last year, we again were able to sow into the church, and they started building an even larger brick building, the bricks that they make there, kind of like cinder blocks. So that, as we pulled up, we saw that the building is about halfway completed. So it was really exciting to see. You know, we know that we gave them the funds, and they've definitely used it to grow the church. And then this year we were able to sow in even more, so they should be able to complete that building. And so it's just been so much fun to see how the Lord has grown the village year after year after year. And this year we didn't do a crusade. We went there for a Sunday morning service. And when we got there, it was during worship. And just the worship was so, so beautiful. You know, they started off with some of their more upbeat songs, and we were all dancing with them and joining in. And then they had us sing a song for them. So we did Deep Cries Out, which is, if he goes to the left, then we're going to the left. And they loved that. They didn't know what we were saying, but they were going right along with the motions and absolutely loved it. So that was so much fun. And then they did a couple, like they got out like hymnal type books and did some songs that were a little less typical of what you hear with the upbeat tempo. And it was just so beautiful. I was just, tears were streaming down my face because I so enjoyed being there and being part of it. And I was just thinking about how much more Papa in heaven was enjoying looking down, hearing those sounds of worship, hearing us all, you know, come together to just lift him up, to praise him, to worship him. It was such a special moment for me. And then Pastor Mary Pat preached an amazing message on the Bride of Christ preparing herself. And that was really, really powerful just to give them more impartation about what that looks like, to, you know, the bridal revelation and what it means to be part of the bride of Christ. And so from there, led into the words of knowledge and the time of healing. I know I personally experienced healing. I had been battling a lot of congestion and coughing. And just during worship and the message, before we even prayed for healing, by the end of PMP's message, my nose was completely cleared up. I could take deep breaths. So I can tell that there's a definite healing anointing in that place, and I was able to release that over them as a word of encouragement, which then led into the time of healing, where there were all of these women came up because they all had problems in their right arm, which Pastor Mary Pat had a word of knowledge about. So it was so much fun, and then others were healed and all you know, set free. Yes, and then the whole team got to release prophetic words over individuals that were there, as well as the church as a whole. So it was just a really great building time of, you know, starting off with worship with them, Pastor Mary Pat releasing the message, then the whole team chipping in to just bless them and encourage them. And we're really excited to see how God is going to continue to grow in that place. And I hope that we'll get to continue to go back year after year.
We've been going to Moe's since 2003. That's a long time. And we've seen a lot of things change during that time in the church structure and the villages. And we've had a lot of relationship with people over there. I have had deep connections. And many of you who have been with us on other trips, I want to tell you that people still remember you. And they ask about you. When we go to Iris Ministries for their central headquarters in southern Mozambique, it's called Zimpetu, we had people that were there who were little kids that had come back. There were little kids that Troy and Carl and others had gone to, Josh and many other guys, gone to and washed their feet in the dorms that they lived in. And they remembered it, and they talked about it. And we said, at first we talked about, well, do you remember any of the dramas? And they said, I don't think so. And then I showed them the robot walk, and they said, oh, yeah, we remember that. But there were a lot of kids that had grown up, and they had gone away and come back, and now they were leading worship. So that you could see this cycle, and that people were transforming what God had allowed them to be part of, where they were experiencing personal transformation. And now they go back and do that. So that was a little bit about Nyabete as well, as Carly was saying, for us to be able to go there and see some of the change. Because we want to go wherever God sends us. We want to see the village changed. We want to see the region changed. So we would go into provinces, a couple of them, and we would try to say, God, we'll go into the deepest, darkest place where they don't get visits. People don't go, and that's what Pastor Jose was saying. Yabete, we'd been there 4 years. That was different. But there were others that we went into that no one would go to. And Pastor Jose said since 2003 that this ministry has gone to more places and more villages than anybody in Mozambique. Coming in, anybody. So, we're not going, wow, whoopee for us. We're saying, God, you're doing something here. So with that in mind, with the vision that God's given us for this country, he's also given us land on the sea. And Andy in a minute is going to share a little bit about that. And I think before that, we've got a little bit of Tanya. No. Are you sharing about this then? Okay, we had a spiritual daughter from Indonesia, Tanya, and spiritual daughter from Brazil, Joe, who met us all in Ethiopia, so we had a double of international people with us. So we would go into each place in Mozambique and say, we're from America, Indonesia, and Brazil with our Mozambican family. It was very powerful. So God was saying, I've got a vision for you. And this is in Zimpetu, Mozambique, and we did a little longer, which was a dance that these ladies did. Are you showing that, or is it just a picture? The video?
Olivia Walker, Brian Johnson, and Jen Johnson.
Tanya's on the left from Indonesia. That's our Bethany, and there's Joe from Brazil.
Can I do for you?
both of them had something unique that they released and that they shared into the group and everywhere we went, that there was just a uniqueness that God would release through them. They would both, Joe had, we were just blown away by her heart of worship. We were all in a small building, small room together, and Tanya got on the keys, she got on the guitar, and she just started leading out in worship how he loves us, and it was like the glory of God fell so strongly. It was just like thick presence of Jesus, and she's just leading out in worship, and everybody was just singing their heart to God, and it was just such a sweet release, and with Tanya on the keys, it was just so anointed and so beautiful, and both of them have such hearts of humility and love and sweetness, and they're just, they have just this gentleness about them, and they've blessed the team, they've blessed me, and it's just so much fun to partner with them and to be close to them. We're really close to and connected in hearts with both of them, and excited for the more.
Do you want to share briefly about playing the guitar with Tanya or with Joe?
So coming on this trip was a lot of new things for me. taking the guitar, I mean, I've played for a little bit, but I'm still learning. But Joe was in the same point as me, and we actually found out when we got there and we were practicing together, like, how are we going to do this? I don't know. Let's figure it out. I was noticing how Joe was playing. I was like, you're playing the same exact chords the same way as me. Where did you learn how to play? And she was like, on YouTube. I was like, did you use worship tutorials? And she's like, yeah. I was like, we use the same thing to learn how to play guitar. And it was just amazing. We were both just learning. We were both teaching each other from what we knew. And especially when we got to sing How He Loves Us, it was so amazing because we would both be playing guitar. I was teaching her how to play it because she didn't know it yet. She taught me how to play Healer. We would switch between using English and Portuguese because she knew the whole song in Portuguese. So we would, like, just throughout worship, like, it would just be changing languages, like, intermixed, and it was really awesome. And then we find out, oh, we have a keyboard, so Tanya's going to play keys. So I got to sit there, the American, and play one song, two different languages from three different nations. And it was totally amazing.
What's really cool about that, they were in the beginning stages, but we've known Tanya for 5 years. Oh, look at this, Pastor Jose. We've known Tanya, met her 5 years ago. This is her fifth year. And she went with us to Mozambique last year. This is her second year. And she, and how God is leading us to do this, will be spearheading with us together Frontline Indonesia. And Joe is already over there working with Inez, Pastor Jerseo, and God birthed through us Frontline Brazil this past year. So God is expanding us. And one thing that I wanted to say, that just to piggyback what Carly was saying, when we were preaching together in Nyabete, one thing that I was able to just take the pastor aside and speak into him is this. You know, I can see that you're one, which is a little bit unusual, to take the resources and go after. It's a mover and shaker. So I'm going to build the church. I'm going to double it. I'm going to do this. And all right, let's go. But if that's not coupled, that evangelistic thrust, if that's not coupled with a bridal intensity, that I'm so in love with Jesus, that worship is my heartthrob, that I am laying myself down, I am going so low that no matter what comes towards me, it's going to filter through the love God has, and I will open myself up to be absolutely filleted before the Lord so he can kill us and then bring us to life. You know, that's in a nutshell the vision. And so you mix that with evangelism, and there's nothing stopping the glory of God. And that was the message we had, much more extended than that, wherever we went. But to take the pastor aside and to see his eyes, because this was new. You know, they hear, let's go, let's get souls and all of that, which is fine. But there's a whole nother side to it. And when you put those two trains together on tracks, then you've got a powerful, powerful setup for the glory of God to invade. And that's what he did wherever we went. Pastor Jose said, wherever you went, signs and wonders and miracles followed you, which is what the scripture said. And he said, it didn't matter if it was the darkest place or it was the city in Zimpedu, the city church for Iris in Zimpedu. That's what happened. People were getting healed, delivered, saved, like bam, 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 because of the glory. And the Lord was touching this entire team that way. It was more than amazing. There was the awe of, God, you're so holy, you're so righteous, just let me die more, please, to myself. And that's what I saw happen in this team. There was just such a synergy of love amongst them. I just want what you want, and I want to prefer someone else. It wasn't about what Bethany wanted. It wasn't what about Amber wanted. It wasn't about what Andy wanted. It was, Lord, what are you saying? What's the best right now? And I saw such humility being birthed, and I thought, God, this is the key. So we were able to impart that from the microphone in the darkest village to a city church, and people were really being drawn into another realm, which is a higher dimension in the spirit. And that's what Pastor Jose said over this team. The last day we were on the Miraculous Pineapple Project land out of Maputo, a few hours, called Palmyra, where Pastor Jose has grown pineapples and different things, and he has a vision for the Christian Soccer Academy. You've heard probably at Relentless Pursuit, which is coming up this fall in October, and he'll be here. But he imparted to the team the day before we left, and it was the most powerful impartation. We videoed it, and he was literally crying because the Spirit of God came on him, and he just released such vision, confirmation, I guess, to what you've all been standing for and part of, whether you were on a team 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and wondering, well, you know, that's for the college age or a few others too. But I've already done that. Now I'm going to go to my job, and I'm going to work, and I'm going to do this. And the truth is that wherever God has you doing your thing right now, be it college or you're out of college and you're working or whatever it is, God is saying, I'm using all of you together. And so a big lie from the pit of hell, that's what lies come from, is to say, that was then, this is now. This is who I am, this is what I do. I did that and it was fine. That's good for Stephanie to go because, you know, she's only 20-something, so I don't do that anymore, if that would be in anybody's heart or mind. I'm just saying that that would be the lie that the enemy would say to stop people from continuing to carry this vision into the land of Mozambique, Indonesia, Brazil, or anybody else. So don't let age or your personal thrust for occupation stop you. God is saying, this is a miraculous time. My hand is on you. My glory is on you. And without vision, people perish. That means that if we lose sight of any vision God has planted, we can't carry that vision and release it to somebody else. And he will try to do that, the enemy. So Andy's going to share a little bit about our land. He loves to talk about visions and dreams as well. But while he comes up, I want to tell you something. Maybe Troy can come up with him. That happened at one of our villages, which was a first I've not seen before. Did we lose Troy? He's in the bathroom? Okay, then you can just take it and we'll go into that. When you guys had
delivered. Oh. So, smiling family of awesomeness. We have land on the Mozambican Ocean. It's crazy. It really is nuts. And one of the awesome things that we were able to see this year, how many guys, if you guys haven't been here before, last year we showed a video of like the team frolicking in the waves, and there was just, it was amazing. It was incredible. But this year we had a chance to go out and visit our land again. And if you go like two pictures over, oh, right, no, go back. Right there is an official marker of our land, like that one of these gentlemen went through the bush with a machete hacking away to actually take the concrete, to pour it. And I'm letting you know that if you go to the next picture, it took about everything on the inside of me to climb up this sand dune. It's like imagine steps that as you step forward, it just gives way, and you're stepping into sand that goes about halfway up your shin. And, you know, by the end of it, I'm like on hands and knees, like, dear Jesus, please help me get to the top. And, yes, we were at the end. Some of the younger ones were zipping up there, and I'm like, I could used to be able to do that, but... But so that gentleman went in different spots throughout their land to put those markers that we had seen in four different corners. And again, this year the Lord was just impressing on my heart, as Pastor Mary Pat was sharing, you know, this whole trip the Lord was just reminding and stirring up on the inside of me that, you know, with a lack of vision, the scripture talks about people cast off restraint. If there's not a bigger picture, if there's not something that we're focused and we're looking towards, then we're not going to make decisions that are going to motivate us to go and accomplish that goal. And so if I might this morning really quickly, which I love doing this because I love Jesus, prophetically put together the dots, we saw a dance with three nations represented. We had Indonesia, we had Brazil, and we had the United States. And they were offering up worship to the Lord in Africa. So now you have four corners of the earth coming together for one purpose, worship. So then we go to our land, which we believe, and I believe, from what the Lord has shown us, that the Lord has destined and has a purpose for that land to release worship in the earth, bringing the nations of the earth together. And it's not only going to happen in Mozambique, it's going to happen in Ghana and our land back there, it's going to happen in Brazil, and I believe it's going to happen in Indonesia. Because the Lord's going to build up places of worship in the earth, and these are the beginning stages of it. Some of you were here when you heard Ben Atkinson when he came but spoke before we left, and he said, despise not the day of small beginnings. We are in the days of small beginnings, but we have land in almost four different corners of the earth, so it's not that small. But it was just so incredible to get. So we got up there to the top, we get out, we're looking up, and off in the distance, I saw like this rock out in the water. I'm like, that's interesting. And I'm like, Troy, I think that's a whale. And he's like, no, that's not a whale. That's just a rock that's coming. And I'm like, no, that's a whale because it was on the surface and then it went under and then it came back up. And he's like, no, it's not a rock or whatever. And we're looking and then we saw like the spout of it breathing and like saw the foam. And I'm like, that is a whale. And it was so cool. Just, I mean, it was like almost as soon as we had gotten to the top part of our land, we get to look out, we get to see off into the distance. And just to see a whale in the natural from our land. It's ours. Yeah, 300, and it's probably about 300 meters out, like maybe like 3 football fields, 300 yards. So at some point in the future, I believe that we will be able to get into some kind of frontline boat, go through the breakers and go out and just be with the whales who are singing their beautiful songs to Jesus. Because it was a humpback whale. And yeah, and we saw at the end, because Troy, and I can have Troy share that, because he saw it. I didn't. I was jealous, because he saw what he's going to share now.
Well, so it was pretty amazing, because, and there's a lot of neat things God was showing about it. So we're standing on the top of that sand dune that you saw us climb, and we're looking back towards where the marker is for the back left corner of our land is where we could see it. And then, you know, you turn around and Andy's talking about this. I had been looking at it and I'm like, what is that? And I was like, oh, it's a rock. That's right. It's a rock, you know, just as the waves come, you can kind of see it and not see it. And then finally, as Andy said, it was obviously a whale. It was a whale. And actually, I think there were two whales that were there. And it was over on the left side of part of our land out about 300 yards, and it was moving a little bit towards the left. So then at the end of our time, got a brief time to swim in the ocean and get some shells on the shore. And there's a picture of our whole team with Pastor Jose there and with us on the land, just looking at the coast, our land to the left, the sea to the right. Really amazing. But as we were right here, there it is. And so this is our team here. Again, comprised of four different nations right there. And just to the left, that's our land, just to the left. Technically, the government owns the first 100 yards or so off the ocean, but no one can build in front of us, so it's all ours. That's kind of how that works, pretty much. So we get extra property without having to pay for it. It's beautiful. And we didn't have to pay for it anyways. So, yeah, so we've got about, is it 12 acres? It's 5 hectares, which is about 12 acres. So anyways, as we are leaving, we climb up to the hill, and I kind of was at the front because some were, you know, talking over off to the one side. And I'm talking to Lazarus, our translator, and just kind of generally sort of out to the ocean, just kind of glance, and suddenly I see this whale come up and breach and smack down. I'm like, oh my gosh, the whale just breached! It just breached! Oh my gosh! And everyone's running, and then Carly and a couple others saw it. The second one did another small one, not nearly as big as the first one I saw, but it was amazing because it's humpback whales that do that breaching. I mean, they're known for that. And so this one, we're about to get some facts about the humpback whale, but this one was... they had shifted. It was the same ones, I'm sure. But instead of being on the left side of our land, now it was over on the right side, and they were kind of heading out and a little bit to the right. And one of the things that was amazing about it that I don't think Andy pointed out already is that when we went down to the ocean, you couldn't see them. We said, hey, there's a whale. It's just right out here, like 300 yards. You couldn't see it at all. And the whale, you couldn't see him from down at the ocean. And one of the things the Lord was speaking there, I believe, and showing us is that whole thing that Andy just said about vision, that if you don't look for the bigger picture, if you don't capture what God's doing and look at what he's saying, get his vantage point, get his viewpoint on something, then you're going to miss out on the blessing and what's really happening, the big things that are taking place, because we get stuck down in the minutia of, wow, there's a wave coming, and all I can see is a wave, and then after that wave, there's another wave. But to see the prophetic significance of these creatures, you know, these giant creatures that are actually dwarfed in the presence of the ocean, even to see that huge breach, so small compared to how vast the ocean is and what God's doing. And so it was very, very humbling, very exciting, though, but to realize that God has a big vision and that we need to get up into his place, be in his presence, and that's where we see the vision. That's where we aren't casting off restraint. That's where we aren't, you know, feeling like we're wandering around or confused, but it's where we see that viewpoint and see what he's doing. So something really for all of us to take to heart and enjoy, I think.
One quick thing, if you've never heard this before, is this land is virgin land, and there's a big mountain hill right before you get to the top, and it's called America. Because in the Civil War in Mozambique, people would go up to that top vantage point and be able to see in every direction and see the enemy coming, and they called it America. This land has been given to us, and Pastor Jose has affirmed and reaffirmed, this is miraculous. This is not, oh, we just have some land in Mozambique. This is God decided, I'm giving this to you. And the people around this land, the local leaders, have caught the vision somehow, and they're partnering with us. They love us. And we're saying, okay, God, provide the money for the next step. It's really a big deal. And up the coast of Mozambique, there are other people coming in from South Africa, other countries, trying to snatch up land and build things, and this has been saved for us.
So we were talking about the whales while we were on our lengthy layover in Toronto, and I just decided to look it up on my phone, like, what do humpback whales, what do? What are they known for? And I was just looking it up, and it says that the male humpback whale... they sing songs. It says that they produce a complex song that usually lasts like 10 to 20 minutes, and then they repeat it for hours. So they come up with a song that lasts like 10 or 20 minutes, and then they just repeat it and repeat it. And it says like even like marine biologists don't really know why they're singing. Like they think it might be for mating, but they don't know. But I say it's worship. And so they're just singing all the time. And I was just like, wow, there are whales in our piece of the ocean singing praise to the Lord. Yeah, they're the biggest animal in the world. I don't think there's nothing bigger than a whale. and I also looked up that, I just like, well, that's really cool. What else is cool about the humpback whale? And I guess like when they come up and breach and they smack against the water, like yes, they eat small fish and krill, but like sometimes they'll also eat like fish. So when they're coming up and smacking the water, they're hunting and they're hitting their prey and stunning them and eating them. And so... they are on watch. And I also looked up, I guess they are an animal that fasts as well. They eat in the summer, and then they fast the entire winter long. And Yeah, so they're fasting and singing over our land for us.
Just on this picture, if you're wondering, our land starts right about where that left side point of land is, just a little bit to the, like right on the edge of that. So you just come right on down and then everything to the left for, I don't know, a football field or two along the coast there is our land and then going back from there. So pretty amazing what God's doing, pretty awesome. It's just exciting to be a part of it and just seeing God pouring out through that. And again, just the vision that God's cast to have, you know, these places of worship and places just as reservoirs and just real wells of the Spirit where things will be birthed out of there that are going into the nation of Mozambique and throughout Africa. It's not just for Mozambique, throughout the world. So exciting to be a part of it.
We're in the last days, we believe, the last of the last days. We believe Jesus is coming soon. During our long layover, I was imparting a lot about end times and the last days to our team, and there was a lot of, whoa. And God is saying, I'm positioning you for certain things in the world, so get ready. And really trying to raise up the understanding and the spiritual consciousness of what in the heck's going on around the world and what's happening here. And that's really important, and that's going to be more developed here as time goes by, so we can all hopefully grab this vision in a deeper way. It's not about frontline, it's about the kingdom of God, but God is certainly using us, and it was a really humbling thing to be able to be used by God for what he's trying to establish in this nation particularly. So I think Andy was going to run through a few pictures just to kind of close us out, because I don't know what you've seen. We're not going to take a lot of time going through and explaining tons of things, but I think from pictures you can just see some of the things that we've been talking about. And I just want to encourage you to take this to your prayer closet at home and say, God, would you please expand my thinking and my vision? So I'm sensing the excitement and hearing things that maybe are stirring me up a little bit. Some of us probably need some fresh stirring, and some of us maybe for the first time are going, wow, I never knew any of this. So this is a time when the Lord is saying, let's go forward because you don't want to miss what I have for you. It's a really big deal. So here are some things with worship being our thrust, worship and intercession, being who we are, what we're doing before anything else. So it's not works-oriented in any way. This was somewhere. Sitting on the hill of Praia. Okay, so this was on the beach. This is Nyabete, right? No. Okay, just another village we're in. There's Jordan, happy people. If you want to come up, you can talk about the healings. That's Joe. There's just so many healings, we can't even speak of them. There's so many supernatural ones. But we can see a few things as we're moving on. Just keep going with that picture. And there's another one.
This lady came up because she had pain in her mouth, and she said she couldn't smile. We prayed for her, and clearly she was healed.
You see how exciting it is when you see these things, and the Lord said, I'm taking that back to America, so don't think this is just for Mozambique. So there's an increase here. Is there anything else? If there's anything, here's another village we were in, Palmyra. Oh, this was the second to last night. This took place next to a bar that said anti-stress. That's the name of the bar. And all the people from the bar came over. So it was really cool. A lot of healings, salvations. You got it. Kenzie, you want to come up and say what this is? I don't remember.
This lady was just healed of back pain. I don't remember how long she had it for, but I think it was a long time. I think she just said a long time.
Yes. That's good. That's good.
So you can see the younger ones on our team and the older ones on our team are just as active and busy. So we had a lot of supernatural touches from God. Oh, this is really cool. Here's Troy. Troy and Andy, okay, right there. Let's just stop right there. We had something new, something fresh. Andy loves to pray for deliverance, and he gets kind of wild and crazy, and this roar comes out of him. Well, this happened again in this crazy drunk village, and nothing looked, it seemed as though nothing was happening, which was kind of new for Andy. He was like, well, we knew it was, but they just stood there and stared at him, and it made him mad. inside. It was like, whatever, this is, no. So Troy comes up, come here, Troy. And there was this new roar in Troy I've not seen before, and I know it's there. But Troy just had enough of the enemy, not the people. And he just took the mic and just went after it. Anything briefly you want to say about that?
It was powerful. It was good. It was fun. It was a very hard village. And, you know, as Andy's sharing and, you know, he's anointed and really, you know, in deliverance and stuff, just things really break through. But they were... He softened them up for me a little bit, and then got to dive in a little bit myself. But it was just the enemy has people in bondage, and it's sad. And we have the ability to connect with Jesus and see that break off. Okay, I mean that's the bottom line of it. And so that's for in Africa, that's right here. Is let's, you know, connect with him and speak life into the situations and break off the chains of the enemy. And that's really what was happening there. And I think that's what rose up in me just even deeper, is just recognizing that spiritually what was taking place. And I think the Lord's, you know, I think it's, he's raising us all up to just rise up in the spirit and take authority, that there's a new level of authority being released in this body. I felt like in myself, but in this body as well, there's a new level of authority over the demonic, over places of bondage. And so I am rising up, and let's rise up and just kind of, you know, see things in the spirit. Again, going back to that vision and perspective and something the Lord has just been really hammering and putting deep into my heart fresh and new, you know, to keep an eye on what he's doing, what he's been doing, and keep that vantage point of what he's doing and see that bigger picture and not get lost in the minutia, because there's a lot of minutia. And I'm excited to go to work tomorrow and find out about a lot of it at my clinic. So, there's a lot, you know, a lot going on, but in the spirit, we have a place of authority and a place to release. So God is good.
So you see this picture where Andy's in chains and ropes and such, and that was after Troy. So the point to this is that there was such a team approach that when you knew that you knew God wanted to do something and you didn't see it happening, instead of saying, well, okay, maybe next time. It's like, what do you mean maybe next time? We're here right now. So God, we want to see this move and change. We can't change it, but there's this inner roar on the inside. Would you please show us what to say and do if you want? So Andy came up after Troy and let it fly. He was already doing that, but there was something that needed to take place in the spirit because there was a new dimension of intensity. And so he heard what it was, and all these people flooded up who got freed of very wicked things that had just held them down. And then more people got saved after that. So
I think that if you go to the next two pictures, it shows kind of some people that had come forward and responded after that. And then that's the son. So it was, that's to our next night. But like she shared, people did respond after that, after it was kind of like taking that ground as Troy was sharing and breaking through and seeing the authority of the Lord released. And one of the things that really just rings true in my heart is the power of the prophetic words that were spoken over this team as we went, as far as the increase in worship. And there was an increase in worship. And across the board, from Indonesia to Brazil, from people on the team stepping out. And I saw the Lord increasing that dynamic of worship. You saw as we worshiped in that one village, the Mozambicans joined in with us. And there was such a presence of the Lord in that village that night for when we stepped up into the place to minister deliverance. Because when we were sharing in this place that we were just showed you with the anti-stress bar, we were up against the wall. Essentially, and then we kind of broke through it, and people responded out of that. In this other village, the worship had so prepared the atmosphere that the Lord was able to take us into a place of ministry, of freedom and deliverance, of hurts and wounds from the past. People that had been abused when they were younger, things like that, got called out on the microphone. People responded to that. And usually, in African villages, when that's happening, the enemy doesn't like that. So there's distractions happening in the crowd behindhand. You know, kids are yucking it up with other kids because the lights are on. Like, there's usually people over here that are talking really loudly. You know, the enemy is always trying to pull and distract as far as what the Lord's doing in the meeting. But in that place, through the worship that was released, there was such a peace and a calm in the people that were in the back just watching all these people that were in the front receiving freedom from different things in their lives and their heart, freedom from fear, freedom from those things that I mentioned. And the Lord was just impressing me. It was that atmosphere of worship that we stepped into at the very beginning that saturated that whole place, that created the platform for them to receive those deeper levels of healing. And so the bigger picture, what the Lord, I believe, is doing with these different places of worship in the earth that he's creating us to step into more and more and more, is that's going to produce areas and patches and places where the presence of the Lord is going to come and fill the earth as the knowledge of the glory of the Lord covers the seas. And he's using us to do that. And so to encourage you guys individually, as we worship the Lord, as we set our focus on him, it's going to be like us up on the shore of our land, like Troy was sharing, to see those whales, to see the bigger things that the Lord's releasing, the things that you wouldn't necessarily see. I mean, even what was impressing to me about the whale is that you could only see so much of it breaking the surface, but there's a whole lot underneath. And so I believe that the Lord is just taking us into so many more things that are going to be beyond what we can ever ask, think, or imagine, because he's a God who works like that. So for each person here, you're a part of that. If you didn't go to Mozambique, I mean, I was sharing with Mary this morning. She's like, I was praying, you know, for you guys in the evening that the Lord would be releasing triple anointing on whoever was sharing. And I told her, I was like, it made a difference. I saw it. I recognized it, that there was an increase. And so for all of you here that didn't go with us, you're still partnered with us in spirit. You, part of the spoils that were taken, they're yours. It's not just those who went. It's all of ours collectively that the Lord's building together. And I'm just letting you know that worship here is going to release things on the inside of you that is going to broaden our perspective to see more clearly what the Lord is showing and releasing and doing in the spirit and in the kingdom. It's just because it's incredible. And I'm excited because I just get to come back from Mozambique, and then I know that like a whole bunch of nations of the world are coming to northeastern Ohio in like a week and a half. Well, for those of you who don't know, it's the GG9, like the gay games are all coming, and then we're having like worship to cover that whole time and evangelistic teams that go out, and so we're part of that, and it's like, hello, we could go to Mozambique, we can go to First Friday, which it's First Friday this Friday night. Plus, we also have an all-nighter after that. So it's like First Friday, we get to just take the glory that's going to be released down there, come into here, just release worship, intercession through the night. I think we end at, is it 5, 6, 3? End at 3. Yes. Yes. So I encourage you guys to make it out for that, because I believe 100%. Absolutely, that if you are sitting here this morning, then the Lord has a specific, unique kingdom destiny and expression that he wants to release through you. Because each one of you has an individual testimony of what the Lord's doing in your heart. But the Lord loves to gather all of those testimonies together to accomplish a bigger thing in the earth. And so if you're here this morning, I believe that he's partnered you with a spiritual family that is getting a revelation from heaven to birth in the earth what the Lord wants to see come to pass. And I had the honor and privilege, and Jamie shared it before we left, you know, it's a real honor and privilege to go to Mozambique, and she started crying. I forgot you remember that. I remembered it because it was so impacted, because she started crying, like, it's a real honor and a privilege, and I'm not going. But she went with us in spirit. But it really, truly is an honor and a privilege to see the beginnings of what the Lord is releasing in the earth. And you're part of that. And the enemy wants to steal that out of your heart. He wants to steal that perspective. He wants to steal that direction. And for me, I know that I only have one chance on earth. I've got one life. I've got one opportunity. And I want to see the Lord break through me into the earth, and however he wants to do that. And I believe that's the same for each person here. And so don't take what was shared this morning as just like, hey, that's an awesome report, that's great. It is. But more than that, the Lord is activating things on the inside of you, I believe, this morning for the furthering of what he is birthing in the earth, and it's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing thing. Because there wasn't a team member on this team that had the mindset of that I'm not important or that I shouldn't be here or there's not something that I have to offer to contribute. There was something that was offered from each individual person on the team that made the collective expression amazing. And if they weren't there, it wouldn't be the fullness of what the Lord had intended. But they were there, and it was released.
Just to finish that up, we're in a season also where the Lord is shaking anything that can be shaken. Seeing whales is a reminder of that. And also restoring what the enemy has stolen. And one really cool thing that happened is that we've been on a quest for God, how do you want to bring this vision to pass, at least to Mozambique, for land? And so it's like, Lord, is this the land? Is this the land? Is this the land? And we finally have the best land. We could have had other land, maybe tied with other problems, but God delivered us from that or set us free, and it didn't come to pass. We could have pushed and said, I'm going after this because it's on the sea and this is what we want, but we waited and we watched, and it's just like there was just something not right. When this came, this was exactly what God had put together, and things started falling into line. But one of the people that we worked with many years ago wasn't necessarily tracking with us. He's not part of the Mozambique and Let's Take Jesus in the nation. This was an unbeliever. And Pastor Jose and Troy and Andy and I had an opportunity to go find him again. And he gave his life to Jesus. And this was a chief of land that we were wondering, is this where we're supposed to go? And so he's working now to be part of the restoration of all things to help us continue on to do what we need to do on this new land. He doesn't really know how that all works, but this is a very big deal. He's a pretty hard dude. So God brought salvation to him. That's huge. See, a chief. So now the rest will follow. We're believing in Jesus' name, however that will be. So God is the restorer of all things. We'll just leave it at that right now. So we're just praising God for what he has given us. And anything that has been, you know, not in the forefront here is going to be brought it's going to come to pass. It's going to be brought back. So God is a restoring God. He's a God of restoration and healing. So if you have anything in your own life, in your own personal life with finances or family or friends or anything that's swirling around, God says, just believe. Just believe that I'm bigger than any of that, and I'm going to bring things and change things around in your own life, and you're going to be part of what it is you've really desired to be part of even more in a more demonstrative way. So is there anything else? Well, look at this, Virgin Land. Anything else we want to show? Andy? More? Or are we, this is it? You finished? Yeah? Okay. Well, just as we pray, just keep your eyes on this if you want. Father, we just thank you and praise you for your bigness, for your majesty, for your awesomeness, Lord God. You are so, so grand, Lord. You're majestic, and you allowed us to have a specific glimpse of your glory way beyond what we've experienced before in order to execute change and transformation in this beautiful country and these beautiful people, but also in us to bring back here as well in this beautiful state that we live in. So we thank you, Lord, that you are moving where we are. You're moving inside of each one of us. And you're desiring, Lord, that we would understand the link between worship and bridal intimacy and doing the work of an evangelist, and that we would not become so segmented that we operate out of our own little sphere and say, that's it. Father, that we would see the bigger picture today, that we would see that we're all integral parts of bringing your vision to pass. Lord, that we will not let go of it. We will not move away from it and not say we're not part of it, that we're not part of it. Father, that we would see that we are significant people in what you're desiring to accomplish here in many other countries that have been mentioned. So we thank you for that increase, new dimension for each one of us. We praise you and we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of sharing a little bit of how it looked overseas And Father, that we would know that you get the glory from this. We thank you for everybody's participation. And we go now, Father, into our communities and into our family and into our business and schools and wherever else we're going, infiltrating because we've been touched by you. So we give you the praise, we give you the thanks, and we love you so much. In Jesus' name, let it be. Amen. God bless you for sitting and hearing all of this, young and older. More is to come. In Jesus' name, amen.